The Con Guy Show, the official program of theconguy.com, is heard on the We Be Geeks Collective and on sci-fi.radio.
You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
In the Cosmic Pizza Podcast, your pizza delivery guys, Dan, Sean, and Paul, serve you a slice of life. We talk to women in comedy, voice actors, film directors and producers, authors. We also talk about conspiracy theories, The Muppets, our top three films of the decades, famous people we confuse with each other, and our favourite stand-up comedians. We have recast Star Trek The Original Series and Babylon 5, and created our alternative superheroes. But most of all, we have had so much fun doing it every 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
The Cosmic Pizza Podcast is not about the cosmos or about pizza.
We're the Con Guys, and this is the Con Guy Show, coming to you straight from the nerdy heart of Hollywood, California.
Hey, this is Jim with theconguy.com.
She's been here with theconguy.com.
Katie here, aka the Con Girl.
Zordon did not want five teenagers with attitude.
My name is Derek Sam.
I'm Danae Sam, and that's my brother.
We are your home for news, opinions, and interviews from the world of Comic-Cons and fandoms, your ultimate insiders for all things con.
Every time that intro comes on, it's like I halfway forget about it, and then it starts, and I'm like, oh, shoot, everyone's going to see this clip of me that looks like I'm just not wearing pants.
I mean, you're not wearing pants.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I was wearing, I wasn't in underwear,
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, technically, you are not wearing pants.
Okay, technically. Yeah.
All right, let me see. Yeah. So, Luke, if you can help me to put the icons in the right spot. Welcome, everybody, to the Con Guy Show. We are back. It's been a few minutes since we've all been together, coming to you straight from the nerdy heart of Hollywood, California. We have the whole team here tonight. I think some of us are better prepared than others. Full disclosure. Come here, light. Make it so it looks like I have a light on me. I've been on the road for most of the day and for a big part of the day. And I am stressed right now because I don't feel I have it all together. But we do have some really cool news. And I thank you for the other people on the team here. They've got it all together. So that's what counts. My name is Jim Fry. And I got to say is, Jonathan Wilkinson, welcome to the show, and you're still not wearing anything. That's fantastic. All right. Last we remember, we left Jonathan, I think, in a karaoke bar someplace and getting into all kinds of trouble. All right. Who else do we have?
There.
What's that?
You just left him there.
Yeah.
This guy here.
All right. So we have an energized bunch of people today. First up, who do we have right here next to me?
Hey, everyone. It's me, KT underscore Christine. One third of the Con Girls, I should say. Excited to talk about San Diego Comic-Con. It's been a minute, but, we're back doing our thing.
That's right. It's going to be here in just a minute, too. Yeah. Cheese Man.
Hello, I am Cheeseman. I am a screenwriter and one of the founding members of theconguy.com.
Brady, bunch it down to the other con girl.
Hello, I'm Danae. I'm the other con girl, half of the Sandlings. And I'm so excited to talk SDCC 2022. What's up?
Danae, I have to ask, did you do something different with your hair?
I blow dried it. Usually, I'll get ready for the show and I'll do makeup and stuff. And then post show, I'll take a shower and go to bed. And then today, I was very gross from wearing a lot of sunscreen and took a shower. And then it was 6:30 and my hair was soaking wet. So took a blow dryer to it, and
that's great.
Oh, thank you. I feel very 2009 emo. If it was just a little bit darker, I feel like that's where I would be. Thank you. That's really sweet of you to say.
All right, Mr. Cleaver.
Hey, everybody. It's me, old buddy Ben. I just wear a hat. That's how I get past the doing anything to my hair thing. I'm an actor. I'm a comedian. I do other jobs. We all do all the things, directing and producing and all that kind of stuff and writing. But primarily actor and comedian. I've been doing the thing with the con guys for, gosh, how long now?
Oh,
5 years.
5, 6, 7 years, something like that.
Five.
But yeah, and yeah, I'm stoked to be here once again with some of my favorite people in the world.
And us.
It means you, Jim.
And Jim.
I love you guys. All right, Derek.
Hi, I'm Derek Sams. I'm the other half of the Samblings, founding member of the Con Guy show. Yes, I am a writer, software engineer, various other things, big nerd, and a regular here. So excited to talk about SDCC news and Free Comic Book Day.
That's right. That's right. It's going to be exciting. So tonight on the show, we are going to talk a lot about San Diego Comic-Con. We're going to kind of mention a couple of other big conventions coming up. Free Comic Book Day. Go to your library. No. And Luke's got a pretty cool, we're going to talk a little bit about that Jurassic World Dominion trailer, which just dropped a couple days ago. That thing is ridiculous. We're going to watch it live and kind of like respond to it live here. Hey, but first, I almost hate to mention this because we don't want all of our fans to go running over there. But right now, we are competing with the live stream of Marvel's Doctor Strange red carpet premiere happening right now at the Chinese Theater and at the El Capitan Theater. I say that for this reason. You notice I'm wearing my Marvel hat and my Con Guy shirt, but I'm all red in here tonight. Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, is kicking off the summer movie season. This next weekend is what I consider, and what many people consider, not Lou, because we've argued about this many times, the official start of summer for, especially, at least in Hollywood. It's the official start of summer in the summer movie season. We have Doctor Strange starting it off. We have Top Gun coming up, Jurassic World coming up very soon after that. We have Thor coming out towards the middle. We have so much happening this summer. It's going to be a big summer. I can't wait. And hopefully we'll put together our favorite movies coming out this summer soon. But speaking of our favorite movies, Cheeseman, are you about ready to share? We're going to talk about one of the biggest, most exciting things to happen in movie theaters this summer. And that is?
Jurassic World Dominion trailer.
Woo-hoo!
Right. Let's see if I can share the screen.
So everybody, what we're going to try to do here is Luke's going to share the screen. We're just going to watch the trailer in real time. With the sound off, of course, otherwise YouTube would give us a naughty, naughty, naughty. Mm-hmm. We'd get on their naughty list, so we can't do that. But we're going to watch it at least, and I think this would be cool.
I just watched it for the first time right before the show.
I haven't even seen it. I haven't even seen it yet. So, you know, this is going to be fun watching the trailer for the first time without sound. But, you know.
I know. Well, Jonathan said it almost snowed last night in Denver here. Definitely not summer. What are you talking about?
It's considered summer though for like retail and the box office.
We are into summer season.
But snow.
Hey, and here in California, I remember one of the first times I ever hung out with Luke. We were driving to like a church retreat, Memorial Day weekend, and got stuck in the snow. All right.
All right, let's see if this works.
Do we have to talk, or do we have to be silent with the sound?
Oh, no, we can talk. No,
I think we need to recreate the sound. Like, Ben, you can be the score. Luke, you can be Chris Pratt. Danae, you can be the dinosaurs.
Oh, my goodness. All right, this is exciting. I just saw this trailer today, and it just kind of blew me away. Let's go.
All right.
Do this thing.
Wah, wah, wah.
I like that logo they're using.
Amber. Yeah. Okay, now we've got.
Oh, I get it.
They're all out
there
on the.
He is on green.
There's a raptor in the snow.
This has to be Denver.
So the big thing they're showing is there's a baby blue in this, and it's kind of like, and then baby blue gets captured by poachers, and then Owen makes a promise to Blue that he's going to save baby blue, and that's
kind of...
I love
baby blue, yeah.
And blue...
And is that the same little girl from the last movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so, unfortunately. I don't like that storyline. Then we have Ellie.
Guys,
Lauren Dern!
I know. Yeah.
Ellie's back, which is amazing. You know, they're bringing back the original three cast members, which the trailer shows more of them. And you've got Ian, Grant, and Ellie all kind of reuniting again. And lots of raptors, which is exciting.
Yeah, lots of raptors.
These are a little different, these raptors are. They look a little different.
So for those of us who can't tell white people apart, Is this Bryce Dallas Howard or Jessica Chastain?
It's Bryce Dallas Howard.
It's Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yes. It is. Oh my gosh, I was actually guessing Jessica Chastain.
It's fair for you to get them confused because they are very similar.
Yeah,
they're so similar.
I have a feeling Sam Neill, but Dr. Alan Grant's going to come in later in the movie.
Yeah,
you know, it seems like they'll.
And it was smart of them to put more of the OG in the trailer because of what happened in the last movie, right, with Ian Malcolm showing up for 30 seconds.
Right.
You know,
I like how we have this dinosaur that's covered in feathers, because more research shows that it's most likely many of them were covered in feathers. And they also covered that in the previous Jurassic World movies. Like in the first one, they talked about, you know, making them look a certain way instead of what they actually looked like. And
look at this, but look at this new dinosaur here. This is the one that everyone's talking about. Gigantosaurus.
Wow, that's an original name.
First name he came up with, huh?
June. That was a placeholder, and then they just never changed it. So
they're like, we got nothing. It's gonna become that now.
Then they're gonna find a bigger one. It's the Humongosaurus.
Humongosaurus. And then Luke has it paused on a scene of Blue and Baby Blue right here, and they say, you know, how did Blue have a baby? That's impossible, because there are no other raptors. She was the last raptor that came off the island.
And they're all female.
And they're all female. But that is a throwback to the first Jurassic Park movie, where they find out that, you know, they used the DNA codes of frogs to fill in the gaps in the DNA chains for the dinosaurs when they were cloning them. And some South African frogs, I think it's South African frogs, are known to spontaneously reproduce or change sex in a single sex environment and that sort of thing. So,
life finds a way, Mr. Cleaver.
They're turning the freaking frogs gate
away. But yeah, so it might have something to do with that, or it might be something else that they're going to reveal in the film. But honestly, my wife and I saw the original teaser that they did a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And Brianna, who is like Jurassic Park is one of her top three favorite movies of all time, she just turns it on as a comfort movie, you know.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Giant dinosaurs eating people is a comfort movie to her. And she saw the teaser and she's like, I don't know, I'm not as excited about this one.
Ooh.
And to be fair, I think there is a certain element that we've kind of turned, you know, Jurassic Park, like The Walking Dead, for example. The Walking Dead's not about zombies. It's a show about people dealing with a dramatic situation. And Jurassic Park was a movie about people dealing with a dramatic situation. And the mechanism for that was dinosaurs. Walking Dead, the mechanism for that is post-apocalyptic zombies. Right. And any more in the Jurassic World trilogy, it seems more of like the dinosaurs are the feature. You go to the movie for the dinosaurs. You don't go it for the characters. You don't go to it for the story. I do feel like this one has a little bit, it looks like it might have a little bit more story to it. So I'm personally a little bit more excited about it. My wife has yet to be convinced, though.
Yeah, and originally when they announced this trilogy, they had mentioned that this one will be more sci-fi than the other two. Because the last one was considered the horror one. The first one was action-adventure, and this one's supposed to be more sci-fi. So that's why, given how the second one ended, I think it's safe to say that cloning is going to be a very... And cloning and the scientific process is going to be very touched on in this. That's what my guess is.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I can't help but think of the symmetry between this and Lost World just from the trailer, because you're seeing the dinosaurs in a normal society.
Mainland, so, North America, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's be real, though. We all went to see Jurassic Park for the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Of course.
But the reason we went to see it for the dinosaurs, but the reason it was good was because of the story.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
And the reason I'm clicking through some of these pictures, that some things I just wanted to bring up. So we've mentioned there's a Baby Blue in it. I predict Baby Blue is going to be a big item for like Christmas sales and Baby Blue
merchandising.
100%. I don't think necessarily will be as big as Baby Yoda, but I think Baby Blue will be pretty popular among, you know, toys and other things. So I think it's a good choice on their end for that. And I think, you know, we'll be seeing probably like ornaments of Baby Blue. We'll be seeing lots of toys, stuffed animals, all that. So I think that's pretty exciting.
Dinosaurs usually beats Baby Yoda, just saying.
The interesting thing, though, is that Baby Blue's real name is actually Grow Blue.
I like that. Anything else, Luke?
And I think this movie is going to have a lot more like throwbacks, like this kind of shot here where Ellie and Grant are talking to each other. Kind of remind me of the beginning of the movie, you know, when there were diggers and stuff. Yeah. And, you know, she's almost kind of pulling like the John Hamm. Even look there, they're kind of doing a throwback. She's got this hat that looks kind of like, you know, like a Hammond kind of like bigger kind of hat. And then she's wearing a white shirt. So I think this is kind of a throwback to the original. And I think it's really smart in these kind of things and fandoms to kind of, you know, give those things to the fan. And even like the shot where they're all together kind of at the end.
Right there. You know,
not those ones, but like the main cast with Grant and all them, with kind of the don't move kind of stuff felt very much like the original T-Rex scene and all that. So I think they're really, yeah, right here. So like, I think they're really giving justice, you know, like a great kind of, you know, they're going to really, I think, have maybe listened to, there's probably some critiques about the last one, but I think on this one, they're really going to dig in and make the people that saw the first one feel nostalgic and kind of the new audience as well. And kind of to the point of like what with Bree and like Ben were saying, like, I think, and I've talked about this before with like Jim and stuff, that I like Jurassic Park best when the park is open. And it's always been trickier on these other ones when the park's not open, because there's something about, you know, the Disney World with dinosaurs and things going wrong that makes those like Jurassic World and Jurassic Park really good. But this kind of bringing both of them together, and if they bring Tim back in, I think they totally should bring the kids from the original ones. The two kids. That would
that's been my biggest frustration right now, is it looks like, I mean, so far it hasn't been mentioned. I was just reading some articles from back in like 2019 when they were discussing bringing the original cast in, and Joe Mazzello was saying he hadn't been asked at all. But I really like Joe Mazzello. Ariana Richards hasn't done much acting in a long time, but I think it'd be great.
He did the Queen movie.
What's that?
He had a big part in the Queen movie. He was one of the
people
in the
band. Yeah, he's still been in a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I think he's a really solid actor. I really like him.
Yeah.
But also, it's like,
Derek.
No, like I was going to say, it's similar to, or it reminds me of like Independence Day Resurgence, how they didn't bring back Mae Whitman to play the president's daughter. They like still had that character, and then they recast her, which was the worst decision. So at least it doesn't look like they're trying to do that.
Sometimes they can't get them. Sometimes they're like, no, I don't want to come back.
Right. Yeah. But I think in this case, at least the last I read, they weren't asked.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Also, isn't this the first time that Ian Malcolm is in a movie with Ellie and Grant?
Since the first one. Yeah.
He wasn't in the first one. He's only in the second and third one.
No, he's in the first one.
Yeah, he's in the first one.
Ian Malcolm is in the first and second one.
You talking about Jeff Goldblum?
Jeff Goldblum is not in the first movie.
Yes, he is, Katie.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he's in the first. He's in.
I think she means the first Jurassic World.
Oh. No, wait. So none of them are in the same movie altogether, though.
Yeah, they are.
Katie, Jeff Goldblum's in the
first. Yeah, the original Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah, he's in the first one. My bad, sorry. But with them. So I guess they are. Sorry. It's just like, it gets confusing because not all of them are in all of the first three. And right, so it gets confusing for
me. So they're all in the original, and then Jeff Goldblum's the only one in the second movie, but the kids do make a little appearance, and so does John Hammond. In the third movie, Sam Neill comes back as Dr. Alan Grant, but he's the only returning cast member.
Yeah.
But Laura Dern is in it for like a moment, right?
You're right. And she also sends the Marines at the end of the movie of Jurassic.
That's what I'm saying. She's at the very end of the.
That was fun. That was, I like the third movie. Everybody, a lot of people don't like it so much. I did.
Go ahead.
No, I can say the only thing I didn't like is that it didn't. Parts two and three. The one thing that I did not like about them, it was all running and dying with no real sense of awe and wonder of like the beauty of the dinosaurs. That was lost in the first movie. My favorite scene is the first time they see the dinosaurs and they just can't speak hardly. They fall on the ground and like, what have you done here?
To be fair,
the world did do that again. And it was cool.
To be fair, in the Lost World, Jeff Goldblum's character, Ian Malcolm, does say, oh yeah, first it's ooh, ah, but then later it's running. And screaming.
Yep.
Here's so my next cosplay right here, guys.
All right.
Oh, baby blue
in the backpack.
Do it.
Is Derek going to be baby blue and ride on your back?
Exactly.
That sounds like a great idea.
This would make a great backpack, actually.
All right.
All right, let's move on to the next topic.
Yeah.
So Derek has some information for us for Free Comic Book Day.
Come on, yeah, Derek. So at those of you who are comic fans probably already know this, but just in case people didn't, this Saturday, the first Saturday in May, is Free Comic Book Day. That does not mean that you can walk into a comic book store and get whatever you want for free. It does mean, however, that most comic book stores will have some free things they're giving away and some special deals on other comics. And it's a great thing to take advantage of. Lots of comic book stores have, you know, costumed or cosplaying superheroes and such. I played Spider-Man a few years ago at one comic book store, and it was a lot of fun. Got to take pictures with just lots of random people, mostly kids who were very excited to meet superheroes. But yeah, like Free Comic Book Day, I've found some great deals over the years. And what's cool is they often give like a special edition of something. This year, some of the stuff that we're getting, there's DC is releasing kind of an issue number zero for their new series coming up, Dark Crisis.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, Marvel's got a bunch of stuff, and Avengers X-Men number one, Spider-Man and Venom number one. There's a Sonic the Hedgehog special coming out. Pokemon Journeys, Pokemon Adventures comic. There's a Stranger Things and Resident Alien comic that you can get on Saturday, which I thought at first that it was a crossover, and I was like, how is that going to work? But apparently they've just got a Stranger Things story and a Resident Alien story. And another, awesome. Yeah, a couple other things. One called Neverlanders, which I had not heard of before I was reading this list, but it sounds cool because it's Neverland as a war zone, and it's up to a new group of lost teens to set things right in this gritty young adult graphic novel series from number one New York Times bestselling author Tom Taylor and powerhouse illustrator John Samariva. Sorry, I don't know comic book illustrators that well. But this guy did Harley Quinn. Anyway, there are a bunch of cool titles. Usually the stuff they put out is not like a very like full length one. It'll be like a little short kind of intro stuff, but it is cool to get them for free. And it's kind of like a cool way of sampling some stuff to see if you might want to get into any of these stories that are about to come out. It's also just really fun because there are fun crowds there. And this is, you know, just coming out of pandemic time. You might see a lot of people who are really happy to be able to get back to comic book stores again. I just imagine this year it's going to be a really cool vibe in that way. So yeah. And if you want to see the full list of free things that are available out there, and these are, you know, officially made available by the big publishers and even some of the smaller publishers, there's freecomicbookday.com. Really easy URL to remember. It has the full list. There are also some articles out there if you just search for things about Free Comic Book Day 2022. Yeah. Any questions, y'all?
Derek, can you tell us what day is Free Comic Book Day again? I don't remember the date.
The date, well, it's the first Saturday in May every year. This year, that's May 7th. What's really fun is that some years it lands on May the 4th, which is Star Wars Day.
And some days
on your anniversary.
Some days on May the 5th, which is Cinco de Mayo Comic Book Day.
I was also going to say it's your dating anniversary, isn't it, Derek?
Yeah, it's the anniversary of our first date, the anniversary of the day we met our first foster son.
Wow.
Lots of things have happened to us on May the 4th. So gonna see what happens.
It's a good day
this year.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, I wanted to throw out there though, you know how we were talking about this is a big week for Hollywood nerddom because it's the start of the Hollywood movie season. There's something cool that's happening tomorrow night here in Hollywood, Century City to be exact. There's a sneak peek of the brand new Avatar The Way of Water trailer, which will be attached onto the Doctor Strange film coming out this Thursday night, Friday. So
wait, Avatar The Way of Water, is that the James Cameron Avatar?
Oh yeah, yeah, the Avatar
that I like,
not the anime one. Okay. The fake one.
So they found a way to just make it even easier to confuse the two. That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, but even though I don't think different people have different opinions about the original Avatar film, at its time it was the biggest film ever. And I think it's back to being the biggest film of all time. It has passed up Avengers Endgame because they, during COVID, they released it in China and it kind of like raked in a lot of money. That being said,
cheating.
I'm trying to roll my eyes really big so it's loud enough for people who only get this on audio. But
actually, if you factor inflation and Star Wars.
Yeah. Titanic. You see, Titanic was, no, I'm kidding.
Oh, Gone with the Wind is one of the biggest ones of all time still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And but anyways, that being said, that comes out this week. Doctor Strange comes out this week. So it's going to be kind of a cool time in theaters. Real quick, since we are talking about the beginning of the con season, and I think con season is all year long right now, but things are heating up here. We just wanted to call out, and Ben, would you mind just...
Oh, sorry. I just looked up the list. Adjusted for inflation, it is still Gone with the Wind.
There you
nice,
go.
Nice.
Star Wars is actually number four when you adjust
for inflation.
Ooh, what's number two? What's number two?
I don't want to say.
Endgame? Or Avatar?
What is it?
It's Avatar. Yeah. I mean, this is according to IMDb. And then...
Guys, listen.
IMDb has lied to us before, though.
Okay. Here we go. So, hey, Ben, do you have the list of some of the conventions coming up? You want to go over that for us?
I'll do it. I have two real quick things to say first. Just to sum up a little bit of what Derek said, a lot of the publishers do a free edition of a comic that, like he said, has little short stories in it to kind of give you a taste of what's going on in the comics. But your local comic book stores will also feature, as he said, specials, sales, and that'll be different from shop to shop. Some of them might be giving away some books for free that aren't technically free comic book day books or a discounted price. I just wanted to clarify that real quick, just because I am very excited about it. And I just wanted to talk about it for just a half a second. The other thing that I wanted to say is every time I have this opportunity, I go do it. So I did it this week, the El Capitan Theater on Hollywood Boulevard here in Los Angeles, which is where Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness is premiering this week, right now. They showed the original Star Wars trilogy in the theater on the big screen on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of last week. Now, unfortunately, on Saturday, I had to work, but I did go to the 10 a.m. showings of Star Wars on Thursday and Empire Strikes Back, which is my absolute favorite, on Friday. And it was just incredible to see them on the big screen. I take that opportunity every time I can get it, whenever anybody's showing Star Wars on the big screen. And it just... re-solidified Empire Strikes Back as one of my top three favorite movies of all time. That being said, yes, wife? We're talking about Free Comic Book Day.
You don't know nothing about Free Comic Book Day. You don't work in publishing.
My wife, who works in comic book publishing, is yelling at me right now about Free Comic Book Day. You know we're live right now.
I know. Support your local comic book shop.
Please do. Please do.
Hey, Derek, real quick question. Yeah. Did you see on the website, is there like a list of participating comic book shops that folks can go to?
Oh, I think so, actually. Yeah. Find a shop is in the menu right here. So,
yeah.
You just put in your zip code. It's great.
A lot of shops are going to be doing something. So you should, wherever you are in the country, you should be able to find one. So that's great. Conventions, upcoming conventions. Let's do this real quick. May 13 through 15, we've got Fan Expo in St. Louis. If you a St. Lunatic, be sure that you are at Fan Expo. May 19, which was the release date of The Phantom Menace and Revenge of the Sith. May 19 through 22, MegaCon in Orlando, Florida. Apparently it's mega and it's also a con. No, that's a big one. So if you are in Orlando or the Orlando area, or if you're planning on going to that, please be safe. COVID cases are going back up. They're projecting hospitalizations might go up too. Just be conscious of what's going on around you and be safe. Get your vaccination shot if you haven't had it yet. That's all I can say. May 21st through 22nd, Comic-Con Ontario in Ontario, California. That is not Ontario, Canada. This is not Toronto. This is the tiny town. It's not that tiny. I mean, it's like a moderate sized town of Ontario, California.
It's a nice place. They have an airport.
They do have an airport. It's nice. It's a nice little area. So if you're in the LA area, it's a couple, it's like an hour, maybe 2 hours, just east of LA. May 26th through 29th, Star Wars Celebration in Anaheim, California. This is a postponed celebration, so we're finally getting to it. This was supposed to happen in 2021, I believe, right?
Correct.
2020,
yeah.
Well, 2020 and then...
2020 and then 21, and now it's happening in 2022. We bought badges, my wife and I did initially, and they rolled over, much like what we're going to talk about with San Diego Comic-Con here coming up. Did you pull me out of the big screen to talk about something, Jim?
No, I heard somebody commenting, but I'm going back to the big screen.
Oh, I got you. I didn't want to step on anybody's toes. Star Wars Celebration, huge, obviously. That is the worldwide Star Wars convention. It changes cities every couple of years, and it only happens every couple of years. They don't do it every year. So this year, Anaheim, California, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be there. Real quick, is anybody else from the con guy going to be there?
Here, let me pull you out real quick.
Yeah. Anybody else going to Star Wars?
I won't be.
We have a con guy adjacent friend who might be going on behalf of con guy, Mr. Ryan Nilsson.
Of course.
He's going to be dancing his way. I think I'm not able to make it this year, which is a shame because it's right down the road. But Ben is going to cover all the bases for us.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
All right.
All right. May 27 through 29 is Fan Fusion Phoenix. If you are in the Arizona area and you want to head to a convention, please hit up Fan Fusion Phoenix. June 4th and 5th is Nashville Comic Con, Country Music City. Nashville's a great town. If you've never been, just go to Nashville. But if you happen to be there June 4th and 5th, you can go to a Comic Con as well. And then June 17th through 19th, is it weird to think of that? June is next month.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're in 2022. June's next month already. June 17th and 19th. I don't know.
Yeah, the fact that time is linear is always taking me by surprise.
It's more of a ball of wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff.
Yeah.
June 17th through 19th, Fan Expo Dallas, Dallas, Texas, which is also a great town. I love Dallas. Yeah, June 17th through 19th, Fan Expo Dallas. Those are the next couple of months of other conventions coming up. Leading up to the granddaddy of them all, San Diego Comic-Con in late July of this year. Katie, I'm going to toss it to you.
Well, I was
speaking of.
Thank you. Also, I was going to say Anime Expo is July 1st through 4th at LA.
That's July, Katie. July has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now.
I know, right? Anime Expo is the always 4th of July weekend. It's coming back again. I believe they did the same thing San Diego Comic-Con is doing in you can buy tickets, but a lot of it's rollover from 2020. But that's in LA.
Real quick. I just want to say hello to a couple people. Blah, blah, blah. My computer's moving really slow tonight. So
hi, man. Happy birthday.
All right. Also, Mr. Andy Haro.
Andy Haro.
By the way, and
hey, Andy.
And Andy is asking us a question. He wants to know, what are you doing for May the 4th?
Well, Andy. What's everybody else doing?
I was going to be watching the premiere of the new Obi-Wan series on Disney Plus, but I have to wait until the weekend now to watch that. But anyways, I'm not too bitter about that.
But Jim, that doesn't come out until the 25th.
No.
The end of the month, Jim.
Jim is so discombobulated right now, guys. I just came driving back from a wine weekend up in Central California.
Wait, wrong kind of wine. Sorry.
So
now I'm sure it involved a lot of both.
Yeah, so coffee is what's keeping me awake right now. All right. I don't really have big plans for May the 4th, but I don't know if anybody else does.
I'm celebrating privately.
Reflecting in her own home.
Anyways, but Ben pitched it to Katie for a reason, because the granddaddy of them all, San Diego Comic-Con, is in 11 weeks. It's under 2 months now, so we got some stuff to talk about.
Under 3 months, you mean?
Oh, jeez.
Less than 3 months. 11 weeks. That's 11 right. Is the funniest number.
11 weeks after 2 years, in 11 weeks, we will be at, hopefully, be at San Diego Comic-Con. Yep. So San Diego Comic-Con is the, don't want to mess up the dates. I have to pull up on my phone because, you know, I can't see that far into the future. The 20th through 24th of July. It's always the third weekend of July. And they are releasing information at a rapid rate now after making us wait for months and months without any information whatsoever. For example, they gave us one day notification about Hotelpocalypse. So Hotel Apocalypse, for those of you who do not follow our show or just new to our show or are new to San Diego Comic-Con, it is nicknamed Hotel Apocalypse because it is literally the nightmare of getting a hotel for San Diego Comic-Con. As Ben can chime in on this, if you don't get a hotel via the system that they use to get a hotel for San Diego Comic-Con, you're going to pay upwards of $1,000 a night for a hotel. It's ridiculous. So every year Comic-Con uses On Peak to book hotels for people going to Comic-Con. You do not have to have a badge, which is the really thing I wish they would change, but you don't have to have a badge to do the registration. So this last Thursday, I think it was Thursday, they gave us an email on Wednesday saying that the hotel registration was happening on Thursday, giving us next to no time at all to prepare. But us at the Con Guy, it's not our first rodeo, so we know how to do it by now. It was a little bit different. So basically, for those of you who don't know how the hotel system works, they put a waiting, you have to join the waiting room at the time in the morning when they say, and then they have a form for you to fill out your preferences for a hotel at San Diego Comic-Con. So you put your name, you put what kind of room you want, how many rooms you want, how many people. And then after that, they list the prices and all the options they have for hotels. And then you input in order of highest preference to lowest preference which hotels you would like to be in. This year it was just 1 through 12. In the past, they've done like 6 gas lamp convention center hotels and 6 downtown hotels that are further away. This year you could do any 12 you wanted. So that was a little different. And then after that, On Peak processes the forms in the order that you were let into the room. So it doesn't matter when you submitted it. It matters when you got in to fill in your request. They also delete duplicate ones. So some people still end up getting a second hotel. It never fails, but they delete them. Then this Tuesday, AKA tomorrow, the first round of emails will go out with hotel placements. So basically, whoever they process, they put you in a room and then they send you an email and say, this is where we can offer you a hotel. And then if you accept it, basically you have a week until it might be 5 days, but it's just under a week or a week even, where you can pay a deposit of 2 nights. And you have to pay that deposit of 2 nights in order to hold your spot and be able to have that hotel. If not, it gets released in the second round of emails or on the waiting list. The second round of emails goes out next Tuesday. So if you don't get one tomorrow, you might still get one on Tuesday. And you don't know what you're getting. Sometimes you get get lucky. Sometimes you get nothing, which is what I've gotten most years. And then after that, after the deadlines are due for turning in your deposits, they open a waiting list. And you can have the option to put a waiting list on that form. And then they're like, okay, the rest of the hotel rooms are up. Have at it. And that's chaos too. So tomorrow is the start of it. And it's unfortunate because the badges is still a little bit up in the air for some different types of vendors. So it's going to be interesting. But more updates are coming in. So yeah. And I believe Ben is going to be talking about the actual badge sales, which is a little bit different this year.
Yeah. So. But before he does, I'm on hotels.com right now. The Hilton San Diego Bayfront, you know, right there at the convention center. For Wednesday through Sunday of Comic-Con is $1,769 per night.
Per night?
Which comes out to $8,100 to stay there. So the Hyatt Regency Mission, $739.
Gosh, I think the lowest you're going to find is like $700.
Well, some of the ones that are way out, like...
Yeah. But the ones in Gas Lamp and...
Yeah, there's nothing... Like, this is kind of like you can drive up to Carlsbad for $261 a night. Jeez. The Manchester Grand Hyatt, $1,500 a night.
What I did want to echo off of real quick, though, because it does kind of go on with hotels, is they do have shuttle services that go from the hotels to the convention center. So if you're staying further away, you have that. The metro or the trolley is also an option for if you're staying further away. They actually just posted that they updated the metro kiosks for this year. And they have some other things going on in downtown San Diego that will be new for this year. So it's going to be an interesting thing to see what happens.
Yep. And so, the shuttle is going to, it says it's running, it kicks in Wednesday, July 20th, starting at 3, and that goes until midnight. Oh, it's until midnight on preview night. But then on Thursday, it says Thursday, July 21st through Friday, July 22nd, and Saturday, July 23rd. It's 5 o'clock in the morning until 1 a.m. It used to be 24 hours, but now it's they cut out.
It's a little difficult if you do go to after parties or you go out with your friends and to Gaslamp, because, you know, if you're there till closing, you get to walk or Uber or public transit back to your place. But usually it's still really reliable. It's hard if you want to be first in line for something. You kind of have to be on the first trolley of the day or stay somewhere close by. But yeah, so you do have to kind of plan accordingly, because it's like, oh, 3 o'clock in the morning, you can't really do it. It won't be running. But yeah. And then parking hasn't happened yet. They haven't done the sale for parking yet, but it's usually done through On Peak also, isn't it?
No, Ace.
Oh yeah, Ace Parking. So Ace Parking. They usually announce it. They have like different lots that you can purchase per night or for the whole weekend. Obviously, my preferred parking is when I get a hotel room. but sometimes the hotels don't offer parking, so it's a whole big thing. But keep an eye out for the parking, and we'll update you guys.
Yeah, well, to know about it, also go to Ace Parking and follow them on Twitter. And even go to the website. I think you can sign up for a notification for when they're going to release park.
And last but not least, I'm so sorry, guys. For those of you who are like, what are the options outside of hotels? Be careful of Airbnb. It can be a very dangerous ground to get an Airbnb at San Diego Comic-Con. I do believe things have changed in San Diego as well, which is making Airbnb more strict. But also, sometimes they get canceled because they find out they can get more money. And it's just, you want to be really careful. Like, you obviously, if you use Airbnb a lot, you know how to spot like the trustworthy people. But just a heads up, just be very wary when you are doing those types of things. So
thank you, Katie. Thank you. Yeah. And now Katie's dishing it over to Ben.
Back to me. All right, so the situation with badges this year to San Diego Comic-Con 2022. Is it still San Diego Comic-Con 2022, or is it just San Diego Comic-Con 2020 delayed 2 years? I don't know.
I think they're still saying 2022.
They are saying 2022, but
it's 2020 and then T-O-O meaning also.
T-O-O, 2022?
Oh, yeah.
So the thing is, as far as the website is concerned, if you go to the San Diego Comic-Con website, the only information that they have on there right now is that most of the badges, they gave everyone the option who had purchased a San Diego Comic-Con 2020 badge to roll over that badge to 2021, which then didn't happen, and then roll it over again to 2022. Basically, the most common accepted kind of assumption is that everybody or the majority of people let their badges roll over. So not many were requesting refunds. So essentially, the event is still counted as sold out. That being said, if you want to get a badge to San Diego Comic-Con 2022 and you did not buy one to 2020, you're kind of out of luck. However, the website still says that more information will be coming soon. It's kind of lumped in with a paragraph about hotels and other information about badges and this and that and the other thing is all coming soon. And as we saw, hotel information already came out a day before. So if you are really desperate to get a badge to San Diego Comic-Con 2022, just be going to the San Diego Comic-Con website multiple times a day from here until then, from now until then, in order to see if there's any information released. But I think most people who had badges reserved for 2020 probably let it roll over 2 years to now, and there are probably not going to be a whole lot of badge sales. That being said, Comic-Con International has updated their website today to confirm that those who had registered as a volunteer for Comic-Con 2020 will have a registration event for returning volunteers for 2022 that will, quote, open soon. So those that were previously registered for 2020, they will need to confirm that they're still attending, but they do have a guaranteed badge. Anyone who has not previously registered as a volunteer for Comic-Con 2020, including new applicants, will be able to sign up for the interest list when it opens. This does not guarantee you a badge, but, quote, it is your best chance to try. So volunteering for a few hours can get you a badge for a day that you volunteer on. So it is a great way to get to the convention for at least one day and help give back to CCI, Comic-Con International, which is the company that runs San Diego Comic-Con and WonderCon. So if you don't have a badge, you're desperate to get there, you can pull some volunteer duty and potentially get a badge, or at least sign up and tell them that you're interested for volunteer duty. You'd have to run some doors to panels or something like that, and then you would be able to get a badge for that day that you work. So that's another way to get a badge if you don't have one already.
I did want to say one thing, though, and this goes, it's about both these topics, badges and hotels. Did everybody receive an email notifying them of the hotels? No.
Hotels, yes. Professional registration, not yet.
I haven't received any emails yet about hotels or anything.
Got you.
I think from what I understand, and I'm going to try to verify this, I think they only sent hotel information to verified badge holders.
I'm not a verified badge holder yet.
I thought you got one.
So that's one of the things that, you know, we've thrown the word professionals out there, which is industry badges. For those of you who don't go to Comic-Con, and half the professionals got emails saying, you know, what was happening. Half of us did not.
Right.
But if you go on their website, it says previously we were not going to be able to allow people who are professionals who did not get their badges for 2020 to go to the event. But now, because of the COVID protocols being slightly lessened and the capacity changing, they now are saying that if you are registered and not due, you will get your badge. And they'll still give you an allotment, the normal allotment for guests or paid guests as in the past. That information isn't out yet as to when that registration would happen for those people. But anybody who is not due is guaranteed a badge, was not originally the case, but it is now. Because I did not technically claim my professional badge in time before it got canceled, because I was just like, it's guaranteed, I'll get it later.
Right.
And so I think that's why I didn't get the email. I think the pros that got the email were the ones who actually had their 2020 badge in hand and didn't do it yet. And those people,
did you get an email?
Some of those people already have their badges. They're in their accounts already, even if you rolled over or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
Ben, did you get an email?
Yes, I did. I do have my professional badge for 2022. So I'm all up on that.
Okay.
So
interesting. All right. We're going to talk. You mentioned something. We're going to talk about the COVID protocols for the convention in a second. But because Danae also has a kind of a funny thing attached on to that to end the show with. But before we do, if you go to the Comic-Con website, they have a list of special guests and who will be showing up and whatnot. But what's cool is we already have information about two offsites that are happening. One of them, of course, Kevin Smith and his Movies restaurant. Movies, the fictional restaurant from the world and films of Kevin Smith, will be bringing its popular pop-up to San Diego Comic-Con this year to the Tin Roof, which is right outside the convention center at the bottom of, right at the base of the Omni Hotel. This pop-up, which has already taken over several other cities, it has all kinds of menu options from his mythical fast food franchise, and it features theming to mimic the film version of the restaurant. He announced the pop-up would be there for the entire weekend of San Diego Comic-Con. That's cool. So Kevin Smith will probably definitely be doing his Saturday night Kevin Smith show.
Yeah. Is it Friday or Saturday? I can't remember.
Well, maybe it is Friday. That's right, because he did it after the Star Wars panel.
It's usually the after hours programming.
It's usually in Hall H, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's usually like technically after hours programming, because it's like after the floor is done and everything.
Oh.
It's like the late night programming.
Plus, he cusses a lot. And then,
is it the same pop-up that Ben reviewed for hashtag?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, tell us about it, Ben.
So they've been doing this all over the country. They started it in Hollywood. They did movies. If you're not familiar with the films of Kevin Smith, this is part of his movie series that are the View Askewniverse. A View Askew is his production company that did Clerks, Chasing Amy, Mallrats, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Clerks 2, and Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. They're now working on Clerks 3. Those movies all take place in the same universe. There is a restaurant called Movies in that universe, and they feature, it's kind of a rip off of McDonald's, but much more cartoony. Their mascot is Mooby the Golden Calf, which of course has religious overtones. That's a whole plot line in the movie Dogma, which has to do with archangels trying to bring about the end of the world, if you've ever seen that movie. It's a burger joint. You know, they have burgers and chicken sandwiches. A lot of them are really filthy names. They have a smoked chicken sandwich called the Cock Smoker. They do a pop-up. They started in L.A. You had to order ahead of time and buy tickets and put your order in ahead of time and show up at a certain time. Of course, this was during the pandemic, so they couldn't just have an open restaurant that anybody could come to it whenever they want. I went a couple times. Then they did a tour of the country. They did it in New Jersey. They did it in Chicago. They did it in Orlando, all different places across the country. Now they did it for 420 weekend again back here in L.A. And now I'm super stoked that they're going to be doing it at San Diego Comic-Con. You can get a cheeseburger or a chicken sandwich. You can get fries, milkshakes, that sort of thing. You know, standard fast food. But it's all themed like the restaurant from the movies that feature the characters like Jay and Silent Bob and the clerks, Dante and Randall, and all those characters.
All right. We have a special guest real quick.
Dublin. Luke's bed.
Dublin.
Oh. Dublin.
Dublin. He came busting in the door. We want to see what's going on. He wants to be part of the show. Patrick all was right. saying before, we need a Dublin cam.
We do need a Dublin cam. That would be so cool, attach it to his collar. But anyways, and there's one other offsite that has been announced. And this one is one that people, it's a big one. It is the Her Universe Fashion Show. It is back at San Diego Comic-Con this year. It's hosted by the founder, Ashley Eckstein, and it's going to be over at the Manchester Grand Hyatt Hotel. It's going to be, it says Thursday, July 21st is when they're going to have it. The thing that's kind of cool, and they're this year, 20 to 25 pre-selected male or female amateur designers. Oh, my computer's acting up again. They're who are 18 years old or older will create one-of-a-kind, not-for-resale couture designs inspired by anything that is celebrated at Comic-Con. By the end of this night, two winners will be... There's Dublin. Two winners are chosen by the audience and an expert panel of judges and awarded the opportunity to design a fashion collection with Her Universe for Hot Topic. That's huge, yes. Guys. That is huge.
They designed a Wonder Woman collection a few years ago. My friend won that year, and so she was one of the designers for that. It's really fun. It's fun to see really high fashion gowns. I mean, and just so you guys know, the people who win, who get through, unfortunately the submissions for entering are over now. So you can no longer enter to be in the show. It closed on the 29th, but they are months of hard work, lots and lots of money and time put into these amazing outfits. It used to be like only women, but they have since then branched off so that it is more inclusive. So I haven't been there. I don't think I've seen one since they did change it. But yeah, it's a really good show. I highly recommend going to it if you guys get the chance and getting to see some of these gorgeous dresses that are also geek chic. Yeah. And they are, it's truly a fashion show. It's not cosplay. It's not like the Masquerade. It is high fashion. So,
yeah. Hey, Katie, do you have to get tickets to this, or is just first come, first serve the show?
Just
okay.
First come, first
it's in the big ballroom over
and
there.
And usually, I believe, I don't know if they live stream it, but it's hosted by Hot Topic and Her Universe, because Hot Topic is the company that does the prizes.
There's one more offsite, kind of, just from what I've been reading online. There's a Harry Potter themed play called Puffs that, you know, it's about the story of things from the perspective of the Hufflepuffs at Hogwarts, and that it's playing at the 10th Avenue Arts Center, and it's going on like a week before Comic-Con going into August, but it's listed among a lot of offsites because it's across that time, which does sound like a lot of fun. There's outsidecomiccon.com has information on all three of these things.
That's very cool. Very cool. All right. And to close out the show, Danae has some very important information. As we know, we are somewhere in the COVID era. You know, it goes up and down.
It's still around, kind of. I have theories on why mandates have been listed, but I won't share them on air. I'll tell you.
Okay, well, that's fine. But and then you're also going to end with a really fun something else for us.
I'm excited. And I hope, Ben, you'll help me a little bit on it because you're the other comedian here. So basically, what are the mask mandates? Because everywhere you go right now, it's different. So as far as I can tell, the latest from SDCC.com is what they posted for WonderCon. And that's, you know, you're required to wear a mask regardless of vaccination status, cover your nose and mouth. It does say like fit snugly. I've only seen a few masks that really do fit snugly. And those look like the ones my dad would always wear when he was mowing the lawn. I don't know how strict they're going to be with that. But it also says you have to provide either full vaccination proof or a negative COVID test within 72 hours. But it does say that they reserve the right to change. So, I mean, I don't know anything official. It wouldn't surprise me if they get more strict or if they lighten up on some things. I'm going to assume we're still going to have to stand 6 feet apart. That being said, hopefully other things will get changed around and they'll be like, yeah, if you're outside, don't worry about a mask. But we'll see. As of right now, you got to wear a mask. You got to show proof of vaccination.
One of the things I know that these big events, these Comic-Cons, the reason why some of the restrictions are a little bit stricter with them than like per se a restaurant or something is they're considered mega events, and mega events have the strictest regulations right now in the state of California. So that's something to consider.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's I know a little part of me is like, you're going after the nerds because you didn't go after the sports people the same way for, you know, the Super Bowl. But all of that to say, let's still be careful, you know, have your proof of a negative COVID test or a vaccine, wear a mask. But yeah, also, I mean, it is Comic-Con, and I'm shocked that when I went to Comic-Con in the past, I didn't get sick just based on how close you are to people. Mm-hmm. Just be ready for that. Please bring your hand sanitizer. Please wash your hands. And above all, be ready to have a good time, because I've said it in here before, but I mean, Luke and Jim, I really became friends with you guys over Comic-Con. I met Katie at Comic-Con, and Ben, I've hung out with you like one time. Derek is a stranger. I've never met him before.
We need to fix that.
Well, now that you can meet after, you know, anyways.
I was going to say, you know, con crud is a real thing. There, a lot of people have gotten sick after coming back from a convention. So I'm happy to hear that you have not, Danae. That's great for you. But a lot of people do get sick after coming back from cons. That being said, I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Wear a mask, wear your deodorant, wash your hands.
Wear your deodorant. Don't touch your face a lot. Don't touch your face.
Don't be rubbing your nose and your eyes with dirty hands, because that's really where you get where the disease is.
I do that a lot. It's a bad habit.
I'm doing it right now. Anyway. All right. Danae, you got something kind of funny to end the show with tonight.
Oh, I have to put on my Met Gala outfit. Hold on.
Oh no.
There we go. Can you see it? Now I'm ready for the red carpet. Okay, so real quick, I just want to paraphrase by saying tonight was the Met Gala, apparently. And it's the one time of year I feel like celebrities remember that they are the court jesters and we are the kings and queens. And if we get tired of them, we should be allowed to get rid of them. I think that happens quite a lot. I'm sorry. I don't know why it is, but everybody, if you don't know this, they always dressed so ridiculously. Like, I've never, it's rare that you see a normal outfit at the Met Gala. Like, look at this. Obviously, we're promoting the 1999 film Inspector Gadget. Like, yeah. Okay, you know that feeling like when you're on a road trip in the 90s and you get the bubblegum tape, the bubble tape, and you eat the whole thing and try and blow a big bubble, but it explodes all over your clothes? That's obviously what Sebastian Stan did right before he came here.
I'd wear that out for fun.
And this, we have the bad guy at the very beginning of the Scooby-Doo episode that's checking them into the hotel that is apparently haunted. Oh. And then at the end, this is what you'd see when they rip off the Yeti mask. This is just a picture of me sneaking to McDonald's value meals into the movie theater.
Nice.
All right.
That's all I have for that one. This is the podcast. Okay, obviously, someone was committing a murder who I've never heard of, because that was the thing, scrolling through this list and reading the names. Like, I recognized Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, and that was about it. Somebody was committing a murder and went to... Somebody else got stuck in their slinky and realized they were late for the red carpet.
It can't be comfortable. That can't be comfortable to wear.
How? No. And like, what is, it doesn't even look good. What are you trying to do, man?
It's fashion over function, man.
Yep.
Yeah. We're back to Inspector
Also,
Gadget. Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay. You know how when like your mom gets home from with family
groceries and you got to... Oh, didn't hear you, Janae.
Janae, we lost your sound.
Janae, we lost your audio. I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think you moved and we can't hear you.
You got to be right in front of your speaker.
There's also an airplane flying right outside my open window right now. You know how when you your mom comes home from buying groceries and you got to run out and help her, so you put on her dad, your dad's puffy coat?
What's going on right here? It's a bubble goose.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, and this is, you know, three siblings. Two of them, the mom matched them for Easter Sunday and had to get a picture to send to grandma. As I took the shortcut through the brambles to get to the red carpet, I couldn't help but wonder, because this is Sarah Jessica Parker. Yes. Were there flowers in my hair, or was I just a chessboard all along?
And the last one.
The last one. Oh, this is just a picture of my niece when she was playing Bride the other day. I think it's one of the Kardashians. I don't know. I don't recognize them. All the information I know about them has been learned against my will. But she's wearing a backwards baseball cap with a veil. Because that's
yeah, that's what I thought that was.
So, and here's the thing about the Met Gala. I love watching and seeing what people wear, and most of the time I'm like, you look ridiculous. But it's how completely clueless the designers and celebrities are to the theme. Clueless. Right. The theme is the theme this year is the Gilded Age. Would you have guessed that was the Gilded Age? Based off of any of those.
No.
There were like, I saw three pictures where I was like, okay, yeah, they got it. They understood.
Well, there were a couple of them that I didn't send over to Jim because they looked really good and they were like they were gold and awesome stuff. Yes. I actually didn't know it was the Gilded Age. I thought the theme was like,
I was trying to figure it out. And then someone finally was like, this person does not understand what the Gilded Age is. And I'm like, oh, is that what the theme is? Like, I couldn't have guessed that from Sebastian Stan looking like a big bottle of Pepto-Bismol.
Right.
Like, there's some people that just go the classy, like all black, all solid, you know, gala look, which is great. But I just went, I'm confused. But there are certain people like, you know, Blake Lively, who is a co-chair for Met Gala, always understands the assignment. Like, she always looks great. But like other people, I'm just like, not only did you mess up, but the designer you wore does not understand it either.
So, it's like they want to be Comic-Con and they just don't know how.
Yeah, and some other people got the Gilded Age right, but it's like they barely got seen because people were like, they look like they're in another era. But the one that I saw was like, this person was alive during the Gilded Age and still didn't understand the assignment.
Oh yeah, they look like they're from like a Star Trek special where they go to some sort of event. Like, that's all I can think.
And Brad just said Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are the only ones I saw that really got the Gilded Age theme right. Mm-hmm. And then he says everyone else looks like they went their own asshat way to get attention.
Yeah.
So true. So true. All right.
Also, look up Blake Lively's dress because she arrived one way and then it transformed and I was living for it. That's all I have to say.
That's pretty cool.
All right, guys, that's all we have time for tonight. We will be bringing you more information about San Diego Comic-Con and these other cons as we get closer to them. But we knew that with the hotel sale and the bad situation, we wanted to make sure we gave you as much information as we could give you right now. Katie, where can people find you online and find out more information about what you're up to?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting the music, so it caught me off guard. All right, you can find me at KT Christine across all social media, KT_Christine, I mean, and TikTok, everything. I'm going to try to start making more content out there because I'm trying to make this my job, so, you know, there's that. You can find me at Ren Faire this weekend.
Oh, yeah. So
excited about that. And yeah, just talking about sometimes reviewing movies on that hashtag show. You can check out them as well as they also are obviously help us out here. So definitely check out that hashtag show because we are you're also watching us. Some of you might be watching us on that hashtag show's network. So
that's right. That's right. Cheeseman.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CheeseOnCouch and also on theconguy.com.
Derek.
Hey, you can find me occasionally on Twitter at ConGuyDerek and, of course, on theconguy.com.
Danae.
You can find me on Instagram at DNAYS. And, yeah, hopefully also at Ren Faire this weekend. I'm excited to hang out with you guys.
And it's also cool that Danae has joined Ben. They are now two professional stand-up comedians. It's awesome. So be following her to find out where you can see her.
And everybody, my name is Old Buddy Ben Cleaver. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at BenKLIEWER. That spells Ben Cleaver. Easy to say, hard to spell. This has been the Con Guy Happy Hour on the that hashtag show network, brought to you by our sponsors, Neft Vodka and Toink.com. And everybody, there is still a pandemic out there. It's still happening. It's lessened a little bit, but we're not out of it quite yet. So just be careful. Be safe. Be nice to other people. Tip your servers. Tip your bartenders. The reason I'm drinking out of this red cup is because whenever Ben Cleaver shows up, it's always a party. Good night, everybody. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to The Con Guy Show, the official program of theconguy.com. Find us on the Weeby Geeks Collective or anywhere you listen to podcasts. And now on sci-fi.radio, Saturdays at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific, both AM and PM. That's 9 o'clock Greenwich. It's sci-fi for your Wi-Fi.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.